That was just for fun.
Sure. Yeah, okay. Now, if you were talking about if someone, you said, say your son lived in Kingsport. Let's say you say my son lives
in Kingsport.
Now, what other word might you put in there? He lives.
My son lives in Kingsport, Tennessee.
Yeah, or no, I mean like over, down, up, or across, or
down Kingsport.
Okay. Now, what determines up and down and over to you? If you were going to say he lives up someplace.
I don't know. He lives up in Ohio.
Okay.
Now.
All right. And how about if you said somebody lives over?
Like yeah, over in West Virginia or something like that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That'd be fair. That'd be closer.
Yeah.
And how about in Texas?
Well, that's a long way.
What would you say about that?
Out in Texas.
Yeah, that's okay. And if a person lived, if you're talking about, Mahaffey's house, you'd say, that fella, he was Mahaffey's house before he came
over at Mahaffey's house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you were going to use up and down, and you say, if you said you were going to walk down to somebody's house, which way would you be going? Let's say from here.
I'd walk down to Bob.
Uh-huh. And would you say you're walking up if you went that way?
I'd walk up to Odell Emmett's.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I see. And you'd say are they from Big Creek, too?
He was raised at Emmett's.
Down there in that
state? He was raised at Emmett's.
I see. Is this a lot of people along here from that area?
No, just Odell Emmett's and us and Jude down here. He comes from Sharp's Creek.
Now, if you were talking about going over to Thomas's, you'd say, I'm going to go
up to Thomas's.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But the land isn't really higher up there, is it?
But that's up and this is down.
Okay. All right. That's fine. So it's north and south, I guess.
Yeah.
In music, when music plays and people get out on the floor, you call that a
dancing.
Now, what kinds of dances did they have when?
Well, they had square dance and they had waltzing.
All right.
Waltz and square dance.
Where did they hold the dances?
At Big Creek. They had a big dance hall down there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, was but they used to dance also at some of these, at certain kinds of parties, didn't they?
Yeah, they'd go to houses, people's houses, mm-hmm. And have apple peelings and mm-hmm. things like that. And then after all that was over with, they'd have dances, have a dance.
Was apple peeling the same kind of a, describe an apple peeling party for me, would you?
Well, people would just get in their apples that day, and then people would gather in that night and help peel them.
Uh-huh.
Get them all peeled and set them back and then have a dance.
Did they have any contests with apple peeling?
You mean?
Like they did with corn shucking?
Yeah. No, not with apple peeling. Uh-uh. About the red ears and things like that? No.
Well, Mr. M. was telling me about they used to put a bottle of whiskey.
Oh, yeah, in the at the bottom of the and put the apples up around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, they did that with apples too, huh? They did that with apples and with the corn, huh?
Uh-huh.
So it was the same. What time of year were the apples ripe?
In September. About September is when they made apple butter.
So the corn then was about a month earlier. Is it your corn come in about August, or middle of August? Or?
No, corn's not ready to shuck in August. It'd be in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how about the roasting ears? They're
just now in roasting ears.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. August.
I see. The roasting ears come in August. Mm-hmm. But the feed corn comes in.
And later. That's September, October, November.
Oh, in November they shook corn.
Yeah, they shook corn in November.
They would just leave it on the